Now to a place we hardly ever go on this program, the island of Tasmania. It's an Australian state and home of the Tasmanian devil. Though it's a tough carnivore, the Tasmanian devil population is threatened right now by an unusual and fatal communicable cancer. One of the scientists working to save the devil from the disease is Dr. Stephen Smith. He's the manager of the Tasmanian Devil Facial Tumor Disease Program in the capital, Hobart.
Tasmanian devil is the size of a stocky, small dog. You might think it looks like a corgi, but it's much more heavily built than that. But about that kind of size, maybe a bit bigger. It's got a very broad face and incredibly strong jaws and teeth. They will kill prey, but also they are scavengers, and they eat the whole of the body of their prey. So they'll crunch up the bones and eat the fur, everything.
They've been getting these horrible facial tumors. How long has that been going on?
Well, the facial tumors were first detected in a photograph taken in the northeast of Tasmania 12 years ago, 1995. And since then, the disease has been recognized all down the east coast of Tasmania, and it's been found to be spreading westward across the state. The facial tumor usually begins around inside the mouth and on the face. They grow to a large size and can eat away large parts of the face, and eventually the animals die, often of starvation or of failure of other body organs. The cancer can also spread through the body as well.
And how many have died so far?
Estimates so far indicate the population has been reduced by about 50%.
Here's what's really puzzling to me. This is a kind of cancer, right?
Yes.
And it's spreading. It's as if the cancer is somehow contagious. How can that possibly be?
It appears that it's being spread by devils interacting with each other. It seems most likely that it's being spread when devils bite each other around the face, both when competing for food, but also during mating. So it seems that the infected devils, when they bite other devils, they're spreading the cancer cells in that way. This is the first time this is a fatal infectious cancer has ever been recorded in any wildlife anywhere in the world. And so far, there appears to be no recovery of the population.
Well, tell us about your plans to protect the healthy Tasmanian devils by moving them to an uninhabited island.
Well, first of all, I should say that there seems to be no way of stopping the disease spreading, because at the moment the front for the disease is right through the... It extends from the northwest down to the southwest of the state, which is some of the most rugged parts of Tasmania, with large rivers and deep gorges. And so there's no way of stopping devils moving and also finding each other and biting each other. So what we're looking to do, faced with the prospect that the devils might actually become extinct in the wild in Tasmania, is to establish insurance, what we're calling insurance populations. One way has been to move healthy devils to zoos on the mainland of Australia. A second option that's being looked at, as you indicated, is the possibility of putting healthy devils on one or more Tasmanian islands. But that's a serious step, and it's not something we're taking lightly. The Tasmanian devil itself is listed as a threatened species nationally and in the state. And on most of Tasmania's offshore islands, none of which have the Tasmanian devil at the moment, many of these islands are important habitats for other threatened species. This is something that, as far as we know, has never really been contemplated before. Islands are very special environments, and we need to be careful about understanding what the likely impacts will be. So we have to be sure about what we're doing before we take this step. We wouldn't consider it if it wasn't such a drastic situation for the Tasmanian devil.
Well, Dr. Smith, best of luck to you.
Thank you very much, and thanks very much for your interest.
Dr. Stephen Smith is the manager of the Tasmanian Devil Facial Tumor Disease Program in Hobart, Tasmania.